Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And that's 866-657-85.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Charles Whelan. Charles is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's a professor at Dartmouth College, author of several books, including Naked Money, Naked Economics, and others. Charles, you got a website?
NakedEconomics.com.
And what do they find when they get there? Your blog's
If they type it in correctly, they'll find connections to me. If they type it wrong, God knows what they'll find.
No, type it in correctly, folks. NakedEconomics.com. And you knew that going in, too, didn't you?
Oh, of course. Well, we titled it. When I go out and do book readings, people say, did you put naked in the title just so people would buy the book? And I say, yes. Because the other word is economics.
And it
works
like
you use that word.
That's right. So, quickly, one element of rent seeking, you wrote a dissertation on, which is an example that's a little more narrow than what we talked about last time.
It's called occupational licensure. It's when you need a license to do something. It could be a roofer, it could be nowadays cosmetologist, your barber, lightning rod
cab
salesman,
driver.
Cab driver. Yeah, like they're about 30% of the labor force is now licensed. And the problem is if you make it hard to get that license, particularly if the things you have to do aren't connected with quality, then it effectively keeps people out of the profession and makes it more expensive to hire those people.
Right. Right. Exactly. So this is an example of rent seeking, where those industries, those groups, prevent people from being involved. I'll tell you another: the realtor organizations are like that. They're doing the same things,
and they're fighting off the internet.
That's
desperately.
Right. That's right. They sure are. And
yeah,
I think that's another example. All right. So let's move over and talk about the tax bill. You have some thoughts on this.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to recognize the difference between tax cuts and tax reform. Tax reform is changing the code
right.
So that it doesn't distort our behavior. I mean, the thing to remember is every tax does two things. It raises revenue and it changes behavior. And those are two different things. You can raise revenues in ways that change behavior differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely believe we need reform.
Right, but that's not
what
we're getting.
We can't afford tax cuts, really. Because we haven't come to grips with our entitlement problem, we got huge liabilities coming down the road.
Well, here's the problem with any kind of tax discussion, and this comes back to the swamp that we talked about, and that is the fact that in Washington, our government doesn't have a revenue problem. When we talk about we can't cut those taxes because that's not going to be revenue neutral. We don't have a revenue problem in Washington. We have a spending problem.
And in particular, we have an entitlement problem,
right.
And the entitlement problem is a health care problem.
And the entitlement problem got put on steroids under Mr. Obama.
Yeah, it would have been bad anyway. I mean, they certainly didn't tackle it.
He made it worse. There's
he made
a lot
it worse.
More people on welfare than as we
yes,
used to call
but to be fair, the real cost. Is Medicare, and everybody was always eligible for Medicare.
You're right about that.
And you know, what we haven't taken into account is they're not getting much healthier, but they are getting older. You got the baby boom folks moving into retirement. And so I would agree with you, but you can't cut revenues without cutting spending.
Right.
And you're probably going to have to cut spending more.
Well,
just
but I will tell you, we do have to make our businesses competitive. In the world.
I do.
We're
I'm
a
big fan.
We're in a global marketplace.
I'm a big fan of flattening the tax code. I think we're way overdue for
flattening
corporate
it and
tax
and broadening it. We got to broaden it, don't you think?
Absolutely. Right. There's
everybody needs to pay something.
Everybody needs to pay something, and broader and flatter is far less distortionary.
Are you in favor of the repatriation tax?
I don't. To be honest, I don't fully understand it enough.
Why? That's not complicated. There's $3 trillion overseas that was earned legally over there. The companies don't have to bring it back if they don't want to. But that money is not going to work in America. If we tax it at 5%, we get 5% tax in revenue on it that we weren't going to get anyway. And the money has to come back to the marketplace.
I think if it were part of, the one thing I do appreciate is we probably need to move to a territorial corporate income tax where you're taxed based on where you earn the income as opposed to where you're domiciled. That's the way the rest of the world works. And then you wouldn't end up with this problem. So what you probably do is combine something like you're talking about with something like I'm talking about, and you wouldn't have this problem again.
Well, of course, now, see, you're expecting something logical to come out of Washington, and I think that's a, you know, you must be smoking something if you think something. That's
well, no, I'm not expecting something
nothing logical.
I'm talking hypothetically. I think one of the sad things here is any tax reform bill really needs to be bipartisan, or, you know, because it's going to be a better bill. And
is there anything bipartisan coming up in the, anywhere in the future? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that's
again,
the real problem.
Again, I think you're on some kind of wacky weed or something. If you think that's hey, Charles,
I
thanks for being
should,
here.
Should, not will. Yeah, always a pleasure.
NakedEconomics.com?
Correct.
All right, thanks, buddy. Come back soon.
I will.
Charles
Thank you.
Whelan, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.